and so nothing can actually happen until that happens. And because they spend their summers trying to get asbestos out of schools and other things while the schools are in session, they're backed up. And so it just kind of puts everything in, you know, in a queue. Our intention is for this to happen before the end of the year.
And then after the building comes down, there'll sort of be a break before the green space goes up?
Well, yeah. What I'm hoping to do is when the building comes down, I've talked to the excavating company to see if we can get a day or two in there where I can marshal some forces and salvage as many bricks and things as possible, because I would like to reuse the bricks in the green space so that we can keep some of the footprint of the original building in the space.
That'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it'll be nice. I mean, we're making lemonade. I mean, nobody likes to think of these old buildings coming down, but they're in such bad repair, the Romano building in particular. It would be several million dollars to make it structurally safe again, and it just so it's not feasible.
So after we do the demolition, you're going to pick out some bricks, and then what's the plan after that?
Well, we're hoping to, you know, put like a nice wrought iron fencing around it and use some of the bricks and put some shady trees that, you know, aren't too big but that will add some, you know, some color and some relief in the summertime. And just have some tables and chairs or benches and some shrubbery and flowers, and I'm hoping at some point down the road that we can have a sculpture design competition and maybe put a piece of, you know, commission a piece of public art in the space. I would love to be able to maybe put a mosaic mural on the back wall. Our history of clay is pretty strong, and so I think that would be a nice reminder of some of our community's history to be able to do something like that. I mean, this is all, you know, I mean, these are all things that'll take some time. And then we can use the space in various ways. The college has a garden. The Starting Point has some garden spaces, and so maybe we can organize, you know, a Saturday morning farmers markets where the monies can go back to, you know, the programming that these people need, and we can have music festivals and all sorts of things. And so, you know, we're kind of just looking to make it a nice, comfortable, and attractive addition to our downtown.
And then funding for all of this is sort of come from where?
Well, actually, the Patti Foundation is the driving force behind this. They've been really incredibly generous to our community over the years, and they continue to be that good philanthropic organization that is helping our community to continue to expand and recover somewhat economically. We're in a great, I think, upward tick right now in our community, and there's lots of good things happening here. We have new businesses coming into town, and lots of restoration of existing structures, and so we're incredibly grateful for their assistance and their forward thinking.